Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
I think I just sound like an old telephone.
Hello, who's there?
Oh, hello?
Why, is that the Iceman with our weekly delivery?
Is it the milkman? Hello? It's like 2 gallons of half and half, because it's 1942.
Did they have half and half in 1942?
I don't know. I think that everyone was just, like, drinking, like, very, very viscous, fatty milk.
Viscous. Mm-hmm. Get that 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
100% fat. Milk fat. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Episode Zero. Thank you for joining us right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you haven't joined us before, the premise of our show is that we come up with hypothetical TV show ideas, and we pitch them, we talk about them, we riff on them. And I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yeah, we're coming at you from Radio Free Brooklyn. So Carolyn, I had an idea for a show this week.
Lay it on me.
So I had a lot of free time this week, and part of what I did with that free time was I reorganized my room. This involved taking everything out of my room and putting everything back into my room. In a different place.
Spoiler alert, Lizzie's room is, like, roughly the size of 2 janitor's closets.
Yes. Actually, yes. Mm-hmm. Depending on what type of facility you're at, I would say that's accurate.
If it is a medium to small size facility, absolutely.
I could fit a lot of mops in here. But not many other things. So, yeah, it was certainly an interesting challenge. And it made me think a lot about feng shui. And mm-hmm.
Yes, the ancient art of redecorating your room.
Yeah. And I feel like nobody actually knows anything about feng shui, but people just act like they do. Or like, at least for me, I just reference it and I like think I know what I'm talking about. But I really don't know anything about it at all. But I want HGTV to do some sort of, you know, my feng shui apartment. Or whatever. And but it's like
feng shui me.
Yeah, feng shui me. It's kind of like Pimp My Ride, but like with small apartments, but like making them like insanely baller.
Mm, so you're thinking of a mixture of Cribs, yeah. and Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. And but they take like a shitty apartment and like make it like insanely like way too baller for what it is. Mm-hmm. I thought of, like, so many things, like, if I had, like, unlimited, like, funds and I was to pimp my room in some, like, crazy way. Yeah. Like, what baller things I would do. Like, have, like, a gold-plated tissue box holder and, like, a Swarovski crystal lampshade. Like,
I would have a diamond-encrusted case for my birth control.
See, that's what I love. It's like, there's no reason for that to be fancy at all. But it just got real fancy.
It just got real fancy.
And maybe that will, like, entice you to take it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
On time.
Yeah, exactly.
I also thought about, like, a small TV, like, a very small TV screen that would, like, flip out of the wall while you're lying in bed and, like, turn to, like, adjust to your head. And then it, like, senses when you fall asleep. Like, it can sense your eyelids or something, and it, like, zooms back into the wall and turns itself off.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. I'm trying to, yeah, like, that's, like, one of those things that would fit perfectly into my lifestyle.
my life of leisure.
I'm trying to think of, like, other things. I think, like, another thing that I would love is like, well, you know what, I think I just thought of something that would have been, like, in, like, the Disney's smart house or something. I want something in the floor so that, like, it absorbs my dirty dishes and somehow transports them to the kitchen.
For, like, when you're eating in your room.
Yeah, which I do every day.
I was like, this implies that she eats a lot in bed.
There's literally a dirty pasta dish on my floor right now.
You need like a dumbwaiter, like a smart dumbwaiter.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like a funny, ironic thing to say. Smart dumbwaiter.
Smart dumbwaiter. Is it that they just like totally ball out like one room?
Yeah.
So like the rest of the house is just like your shitty apartment.
It's still really shitty. Like you walk out of your baller room and then you're like in your shitty kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
It's like terrible fluorescent lighting and like, you know, your landlord has like domain over every other room except this one room.
Right, because HGTV just takes it over.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't be HGTV. It would be like MTV at this point.
Yeah, it would be like E or something. I don't know. And there's like a $400,000 budget.
Yeah, exactly. For like no more than like 10-foot square inch.
Yeah, exactly. We have like a room size limitation.
Yeah. Yeah, your room cannot be more than like 15 square feet.
You know who we need to have? Do you remember the voice of the guy on Cribs? On Cribs. It was like, you know what? It was that show that showed celebrity homes. Is that Cribs? Yeah, that was
Cribs. I was like, you just described the plot of Cribs.
I think there was a big market for that type of show, so I think there were multiples.
But yeah, that would be great if we got someone like from Cribs who like made it legit.
Oh my god, that voice was so memorable. I think I'll remember that voice forever.
Do it.
Okay. I'm going to describe my room with the voice. You walk into her... No.
I knew that I was setting you up for failure there. And I was really excited about it. I was like bouncing the ball and like looking at you and giving you eye contact and like getting ready to pass. And I knew.
You spiked it in my face.
I spiked it in your face. I knew it wasn't going to work.
The luxurious burn holes in her curtain from when she left them on top of her lamp pair beautifully with the broken bottles that she hasn't cleaned up since Halloween.
Yeah, in your like pimped out room, like your curtains would be like silk, like designed by like earthworms, you know, or silkworms.
Not earthworms, silkworms. There's an active silkworm farm in my curtains, and it's like slowly braiding them.
They're like organically producing themselves
every day. Like my curtains are a little longer because the silkworms have been working.
You have to start in the winter so that.
You have to start right after the winter thaws, so they have the whole season.
Exactly. I also, on the show, I want everyone to get a free Dyson Dustbuster. Because that's the bougiest of all, like, room appliances that you could possibly have, and I really want one.
And I think there should be, like, some secret compartment in the wall where it's kept charging, so it's always charged.
Well, there should be just, like, a table that charges everything. You know, like those magical surfaces that you just put things on it and they charge.
Yes, absolutely. Basically, like, whatever Oscar Isaac's house looked like in Ex Machina.
Yeah. You might also have a personal robot in your room. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
You get a Svedka robot.
Svedka, a sexy Svedka woman robot.
That's who takes my dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But she can really only take them to the threshold of the door.
She's like, I cannot move beyond this point.
Yeah. Legally, MTV has her sensors turned off after she leaves the room.
This is where existence ends for me.
Yes.
Oh, man. This also made me think of, like, another weird spinoff show called My Tchotchkes. Because I think I've talked about this on the show before, but I'll talk about it again. I have a lot of tchotchkes. I'll stand by my tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes is the best word. We grew up using, like, that was, we had, instead of a junk drawer in our bedrooms, we were allowed to have a tchotchke drawer.
If you don't know what the word tchotchke is, turn off your cell phone right now. Turn off your computer. We don't want you listening.
I don't want you a part of this conversation, and don't look it up. Don't you dare look it up.
Also, you won't know how to spell it. So you can't look it up.
It's that silent T.
Do you want to hear how I just wrote it down?
How do you think you spell tchotchke?
Yeah, because I don't know. Okay. This is what I wrote. C-H-I-O-C-H-K-I-E-S.
Tchotchkes. Tchotchkes. I'm pretty sure it's a T-C-H.
That's quite possible.
Or I think maybe I'm thinking of the word pterodactyl.
What? No, that's like a P. That's like a
silent I know,
P.
But I think like I'm like am I can no, I think tchotchke starts with I'm not gonna look it up because integrity always, but
integrity.
But I'm pretty sure that tchotchke you spell it with a T in the beginning.
All right. Well, we're gonna fact check that later.
Yeah.
In the meantime, once I figure out how to spell it, I want this to be like a crowdsourced YouTube show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all the episodes are maybe 20 to 30 minutes max. And they're like produced by people themselves, right? So it's not like, it's like there's something that organizes these videos, but it's not produced. And it's like show and tell, but on the cloud, international, for adults. So like you select like an item, you know, and you like tell that item's story, but people could get like really creative with it. Like people could like edit Ooh. These crazy videos or like, you know, tell their story in a crazy place.
So it's like an at-home antiques roadshow, but it's like tchotchke's roadshow.
Yes. But there's no value to any of your tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Probably.
The caveat is there can be no value.
This is worth
unless it's like Peanut the Beanie cents. Baby.
Exactly. Then it has, you know,
millions of dollars of value.
Perhaps.
Potentially.
So they say. So they keep telling me.
Yeah, I like that. What tchotchke would you present?
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh. Now yeah. I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure.
I think I feel like all my like really good tchotchkes are at my mom's house, but like my tchotchke drawer from my childhood is like still intact. It's That's almost amazing. Like it's like a museum. Like right. My mom cleared out everything else from my childhood except my tchotchke drawer.
She was like, wipe it all away.
Yeah, wipe it clean.
She doesn't exist anymore. But yeah. Keep her tchotchkes.
Keep the tchotchkes.
So maybe I that's feel like what it's I called. Have, keep the tchotchkes.
Keep the tchotchkes. I have a like solid inventory of tchotchkes to choose from.
Yeah. I think I just selected mine. I have like a piggy bank piggy. Mm. That's, like, very small and ornate looking. Mm. But I bought it in Chinatown when I was, like, younger.
Love it.
When you, like, go to Chinatown and you think it's cool
yes.
to, like, buy shitty stuff.
I still think that, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like, that child's wonder about Chinatown.
And now, like, I just use it to, like, you know, open the bottom and pour all the change on the table when I'm, like, disgruntled and looking for laundry coins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's its main purpose.
So I think what's beautiful about the show is that it can really put some new emotional stock and value into these things because you have to like reflect on how much you once loved them.
Yeah, and tell that, the like, story, the origin story.
Origin story, I like that. Yeah, I would choose. Your mom has these. It I always collected little figurines from like movies, and my favorite ones were the ones that I had from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh yeah.
And I was obsessed with them. I would just like I wouldn't necessarily like act anything out with them. I would just bring them around the house and like set them up in front of me. Like if I was like coloring or whatever, I would just like set them up in front of me.
They were just like present.
They yeah, were they friends. Were just present. They were just like
they were
my
just
friends.
Being supportive.
Yeah, it was kind of like an emotional safety net for me.
Welcome, 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 MTV. My name is Lil Wayne. I am one of the finest jewels of Cash Money Records. This is New Orleans, and this is my crib. Let's do it.
Well, never was there
so
ever
ever
a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mustafa.
We went really low with that key.
So the building next door has been like gutted out, and they're doing a lot of work on it, and all of the so it's just the framework of the house, and then all of the windows have been like all the huge openings are all like tarped up. So it's really creepy because when you go out there, like it's been really windy. And so you just hear like tons of tarps like blowing in the wind. And it's just, it's so creepy. And like, it's pretty much like the ideal location for like a hobo. It's like definitely like a hobo village because also DCRA like shut them down like multiple times. So there's been no progress on the work. So it's just been like this very open structure that is like very easy to get into.
Sounds ideal.
But I think that instead of there being people living inside of it, I think that it's just, you know how many cats we have in this neighborhood. Sure. I'm like pretty sure that if you lifted up that tarp, you'd see like 1,000 cat eyes. And so I joke that like it's literally like the set of cats because it's like all of this scaffolding and like there's lots of levels.
So what would be even funnier is if like you open the tarp and you just saw a bunch of people like in full costume for the musical Cats.
In full makeup.
Yeah, it's like not even actual cats. It's just homeless people who somehow have acquired really high level Broadway costumes.
They always troll through like theater dumpsters and piece together these ornate, beautiful costumes. It's actually the best theater in DC.
Ooh, burn. And like one of them does the makeup for everyone. Like, makes makeup out of, like, tar and dirt.
The other one is, like, is stitching together the tails and the ears. They have, like, a little workshop. And you just hear, like, on the wind, the whispers of, like, memory.
All they do is drink Steel Reserve and sing Broadway tunes.
They just have pictures of Barbra Streisand everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay, from now on, I think that's what you should imagine is happening over there.
That's what I do. It makes it a lot less creepy. So when I hear things over there, I'm like, that's okay. Like, rehearsal just let out. They must be practicing the dream sequence.
Yeah. It's a big scene.
Yeah, it's made it a lot more delightful. But it's definitely a show that I'd see.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if the tickets are free.
It's the hottest free ticket in town. You have to sit in the alley and you have to bring your own chair.
Yeah, you have to bring a lawn chair. It's kind of like Theater in the Park. But
exactly. It is exactly that. Yeah, so that's been my experience recently.
And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever. A cat so clever as magic, the mischief is harmonies. Oh, well, I never was there ever. A cat so clever as magic, the mischief is
harmonies. When you were talking about those windows, like with the tarps, and that specific type of sound, I started trying to make that sound. I don't know if you heard me doing it over here.
No, I didn't.
I was like, whoosh, 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 whoosh.
It's a lot more aggressive. It's like really...
So this makes me think that I would love to see like a Last Comic Standing thing, but like with people who do sound effects.
What's that called again? You know the word.
People who do sound effects?
Yeah, you know, like when they go into studios. For
movies, it's like Foley.
Foley, that's what I was thinking.
Like a Foley artist. But yeah. I'm talking about someone who does it, like, just all vocally.
That sounds like an incredible show.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's like Last Comic Standing. They have, like, you know, a minute, and they have to go up there and, like, do their most amazing sound effects.
Yeah, it can just be, like, vocal talents other than singing. Like, I was watching American Idol, like, a couple weeks ago, and they had a girl on it that, like, is an auctioneer. And they were like, oh, can you, like, show us, like, can you, like, pretend to auction off, like, this hat? And when she went into it, I was like, I was, you know, when you just see people do certain things and you're like, I didn't know the human body could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've seen that in TV shows, like, in a caricature-y kind of way, but I was like, oh, she, like, is just speaking at, like, 17, like, 1,000 words per second. It was just like, it was incredible.
She trying to sell that hat.
Right. She sold it. Sold.
She sold it.
That, oh my God, that's what, oh no, well, I guess this, if it's a show about auctioneers, it would be called Sold, but it doesn't have to just be auctioneers.
I mean, I want that too. That's like amazing skill.
Yeah, I think it should, yeah, just be like strange vocal talents, like my strange vocal talent.
My strange vocal talent.
It's a sister show of My Strange Addiction.
A sister show that's a little less frightening.
A little less depressing at the end.
Yeah, just a little less.
But we definitely have people that were on both shows.
Yeah. Mike's an accountant, and on the weekend, he likes to beatbox.
But he also eats sofa cushions.
Ew, that's so gross.
That was episode.
So, My Strange Addiction is funny in the sense that, like, watching it becomes your strange addiction.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt really ashamed when I was watching it a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's very meta in that way. Like, you feel terrible. And, like, you've watched, like, 10 episodes in a row.
Yep.
And you're like, what is my life?
Mm-hmm. Been there.
My now I need addiction. To go on intervention.
For My Strange Addiction.
Exactly.
So transcendental. Yeah. I've been watching, like, a ton of bad TV.
Tell me more.
tell me more about this.
Say more.
TV. So my favorite bad show is I always get the name wrong. It's like my big fat gypsy wedding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My big fat gypsy wedding. Yeah. I watch a lot of that. I watch a lot of that.
Good, good.
I was watching it like via satellite with my sister, and my sister, she's house sitting right now for a friend, and the friend has like has a dog that she's also watching, and you know, my sister's like in heaven right now because, you know, she's like living, you know, not in my mother's house, and she has like a dog for a week, so it's like, you know, she's on
cloud nine. She's balling.
And so she was like, she was texting with my mom about about the, like, this dog park that she was in, and she was just like in a euphoria. I feel like a dog park is a perfect, like, setting for a show, because I feel like it brings a whole host of characters. But other than that, my mom was like asking her, like, you know, is the dog listening to you? You know, how are you doing with the dog? And my sister sent me this text exchange that she had with my mother. And she goes, yes, the dog is listening. I'm embarrassed to have one of the uglier dogs at the park. I want one of the beautiful ones. And my mom responds back, welcome to being a mother.
Oh my God. I am LOLing.
Savage.
Burn. Burn.
And like, the thing is, it's such a thin line between her joking and her not joking. There is no LOLJK after that. Like,
oh my goodness.
Convo over.
Conversation done.
Anyway, my sister's been watching like a lot of bad TV as well in this.
that was a great tangent.
that was just one of my little tangents to kind of set the mood for my sister's like week in the lap of luxury, and she's been staying in this house and you know, watching bad TV and watching this dog and just like living her best life, and when. I was like, oh, what does, like, he do or whatever? And she was like, oh, he sells, like, she couldn't exactly describe it. But she was like, yeah, he works for, like, a company that distributes lots of different kind of magazines, but all of the magazines are very niche. And I was like, do you have examples? And she's like, no, that was just how it was described to me. And so, like, I think it would be really funny to have a show about, like, a magazine that was, like, super niche.
Yeah. Wait, is this, like, this a fictional show? Like, a drama or a comedy?
Yo, yeah. Yeah, in my head, it's kind of like The Office or something like that. But, like, it's, like, mm-hmm. the set is, like, of on the in this, like, in the office of this magazine where, like, yeah. it's different people that work for it. And I was trying to think of, like, really, what would be, like, really niche magazines. Like, yeah. like it was like Equestrian Knitters or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or like Bilingual Botanists.
Glue Salesman.
Yeah. Oh my God. Glue. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would be great if it was the company that this guy actually works for too. Cause then you could have a bunch of different like weird magazines featured.
Yes.
And like everyone who works at the company maybe represents a different one of the magazines or something. Mm-hmm. Or is like a spokesperson for that magazine. So they're all like wackos in different ways.
Yeah, and you have, like, lots of, like, board meetings with, like, all the people that have to, like, come together and make, like, group decisions about the company.
Yeah, and the guy who, like, leads, like, the Owls magazine is just a wild card.
And they all refer to each other, like, by their magazine. They're like, Owl just showed up.
Yeah. They're like, Earthenware Pots is 20 minutes late. What else is new?
Hummel Collector. He talks for hours.
Aztec yeah. history is so hot.
So cut.
He's so cut.
Yeah. So I was like that's I was like A, like I don't even understand how that's a real job, but B, like I would love I would love to be at that workplace. And, like, experience that.
Yeah, that's great. What could that show be called?
some, like, play on...
Mag.
Zine, but I feel like that, like,
rag.
Already...
Mag, rag, zine.
Subscriptions.
Subscriptions. I like that. That's yeah. so cute.
Isn't there, like, another word for subscriptions? Like, a shorter word? Or no, that's...
No.
Yes. Yeah, so, no, I like subscriptions.
Subscriptions.
Yeah. That Aww. Is like a really, yeah, that is a.
I want to watch that on my mini TV that pulls out of my wall with a plate of food in my hand tonight.
And then that plate of food gets absorbed into the floor and my Svedka robot takes it away to the kitchen.
Yay.
It's a really nice evening.
Life is so crazy, so it seems. Tough days go by with nothing in between. Sometimes you need to let go and dream. So pick up your favorite magazine. Subscriptions, subscriptions. Working hard to bring you your subscriptions, subscriptions. Every day on every page, subscriptions. Da 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 da. Bow, bow, bow. The prescription is a subscription. Don't have a conniption. Ba-na-na-na. A trend for every friend. Like dancing salsa or carving balsam. Subscriptions, subscriptions. Working hard to bring you your subscriptions. Subscriptions. Every day on every page. Subscriptions.